It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, the big story this weekend, annual favorite for many, the Cave Run Storytelling Festival.
That's right. We kind of brought that out to the cover of Weekender this week, you know, kind of a theme of storytelling, both for the Cave Run Fest, which has become a big event out in Moorhead, where, you know, people go out to hear professional storytellers and very accomplished storytellers construct tales in front of an audience. And, you know, it's not necessarily viewed as one of the major art forms, but it is definitely an art form and quite a, you know, fascinating one when you see how people just take words and tales and really captivate you for minutes or, you know, even an hour at a time. So that's a huge deal out of Cave Run. And then we were also writing this week in Weekender about Lauren Long, who is a guy who grew up in Lexington and went to UK. And got really involved in art and illustration, and he went on to illustrate books for Barack Obama and Madonna. But he also has his own series, his signature character Otis the Tractor, which our writer Cheryl Truman found was based on a tractor that used to be part of a summer job he had while he was in college, and he just really became endeared to this old Ford tractor and turned him into a character that's now been in four children's books.
Moving on to the Norton Center, this weekend the band Smash Mouth playing the Norton Center in Danville.
Yeah, they are still a going concern. I think, you know, some people are probably assuming that they had long since hung it up, but Smash Mouth had a couple of early hits in the 90s with All Star and Walking on the Sun. And Steve Hoffman over at the Norton Center brought them in for Parents Weekend, which he thought this was a really good idea for a group to bring in for Parents Weekend because, you know, a lot of the parents of current students were Smash Mouth fans and, you know, were very tuned into the radio at the time they were on it. And then also Smash Mouth kind of renewed themselves to a new generation with their music in Shrek, including All Star. And so now, you know, a lot of kids who are now students at Center were the kids back in the day who, you know, were into Shrek when he first came out and know the song very well and, you know, should enjoy hearing those hits and many more out at the Norton Center for the Arts this weekend.
That's kind of full circle, I guess. Finally, Studio Players going into the second weekend of their comedy Leading Ladies. Tell us about Leading Ladies.
Leading Ladies kind of plays on that sort of classic idea of men dressing up as women to, you know, pull some kind of scam or game there or something like that. You know, I mean, we've seen some like It Hot and Tootsie and, you know, other shows like that. But in this one, you have a pair of Shakespearean actors who really are not doing very well as Shakespearean actors. And so they find out about a woman who dies and leaves her money to her two heiresses, but the heiresses cannot be found. So these guys dress up as women and sort of try to claim that fortune. And so it's, you know, all the hijinks and stuff that prevails whenever dudes dress up as ladies and you know, try to pull off that turn. You know, and it goes right along with Studio Players, you know, kind of their what they're really good at, which is, you know, great funny escapist material, and it goes on for the next two weekends there.
More good stuff this weekend. Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader, thank you so much.
Thank you.